When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We're officially obsessed with the Cannes Film Festival because
it's happening.
It's happening. It's happening again. It's not any pared down thing. And yesterday, Tom Cruise appeared in a nice black turtleneck in front of they did a career retrospective discussion with Tom Cruise yesterday afternoon at Cannes. But it was not a Q&A because no audience members were allowed to ask questions. The moderator just let Tom Cruise, you know, just kind of ramble on, making very Scientology-like statements about filmmaking. And we know this because Ramin Sotudo, who reports for Variety, he did the book on the ladies at The View.
Yes.
And the New York Times were covering this on Twitter. And Sotudo noted in the montage of Cruise's films that they showed, the only co-star that was omitted, no stills of Nicole Kidman. And she and Tom did three movies together.
Yes,
Eyes Wide
did.
Shut, Days of Thunder, and Far and Away, which is the last time Tom Cruise has been at the Cannes Film Festival.
Yes.
And I guess the moderator just let Tom talk and talk and talk and talk. And he compared making films to growing flowers and said he learned a lot from making sequels. Roger Friedman said after he watched it, it was like he was a combination of a character from Nashville, Robert Redford's The Candidate, and Chauncey Gardner, who was played by Peter Sellers in a very strange movie, you know, 25 years ago.
That's such a random
reference.
Well,
let's listen to 26 seconds of Tom yesterday at the Cannes Film Festival.
And it is a little bit weird sounding because it's from far away, but you'll get the gist of it.
How I can create an environment where, like the soil that we can plant the seeds, that we will hopefully create a beautiful flower that one day someone will come and appreciate the flower that we grew for them, you know? And that's what we hope to do. And I'm available to, if anyone wants it, I'm like, listen or don't listen, whatever you want. And I'm here to learn also.
Okay, wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I'm available. Not for questions.
Not for
you
questions.
You didn't say that because there already was the rule in place that he, no questions about romance, religion, anything about his personal life. All that is completely off the table. And how insulting that he wouldn't show Days of Thunder, Home and Away.
No, he showed stills of all those movies, but he showed nothing with Nicole Kidman. No reference. Because remember, she is, in Scientology terms,
persona non grata.
That's
right. She's a submissive person who doesn't even exist. She's not even on it. One of the questions was and what he's talking about there is because his life is movies.
He's very good. When he showed the whole Top Gun cast, they just premiered, the movie is just getting, just premiered in Cannes like 10 minutes ago. And it got a 5-minute standing ovation just before they played it. Tom got an honorary Palme d'Or. He was on the red carpet with the entire cast. He signed, he took selfies. He signed autographs. Mm-hmm. He talked to fans. he is great at being a movie star. But again, he's just playing a role.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the one thing, and what he says, and someone said about him, is that, you know, he will meet with everybody on a set, which could be hundreds of people,
right,
and get their story. And what do you want to learn from this experience? You know, you are a new cafeteria person and server. What are you hoping to get out of this experience? Or you're the new grip person. How can I help you make it be more of a positive? I mean, right. He does do that, and that's why so many people who work with him like him.
Except for the people who worked with him on Mission Impossible when he lost his cool.
Except for them.
Yeah, last year and screamed and yelled at everybody.
But
he can flinch. I mean, he can flip. But
he's
a short
fuse.
He looked like an ageless vampire on this red carpet. I mean, Glenn Powell is in a white jacket and black pants. Miles Teller, all in white. But there's Tom Cruise just looking effortlessly, movie star, boyishly handsome, taking selfies, signing autographs.
He's good at it.
They walked in. I didn't realize this. Ramin Sotudo, he's a fun follow because you feel like you're at Cannes.
Yeah.
They had a flyover for the movie, a military flyover, and they came down the red carpet the Lady Gaga song, Hold My Hand, from Top Gun.
Cool.
And like I said, he got an honorary Palme d'Or, and he got a standing ovation, and he just like is so happy about it. But this movie is expected to save movie theaters this summer.
They're very excited.
Yeah, and then it's getting great reviews.
It's getting great reviews. One of the questions, and I think I'm very excited. Like I said, I watched Top Gun the other day.
Yeah.
Just to kind of remind myself the story, because this was such a fun movie when it first came out, however many years ago.
It's not my go-to movie, like a Dirty Dancing.
No, not at all. But, you know, it's still, I want to see this. I want to see it in a movie theater.
I don't need to see the original one.
I was curious about Kelly McGillis and all that kind of stuff. But here's one of the questions someone asked him. This French...
Today on the red carpet?
This was from a Q&A yesterday. And this is something that else came out about it.
Okay.
And he said, you know, they asked a question
about Suri. How's Suri?
Oh, Lori, I love you.
Really?
No.
He won't talk about her.
No. He said, you know, the question was, you know, you do all your stunts. You're super dangerous. You're a family man with children. Oh. Why do it?
Oh, so that's Tom referencing having that.
So here's what he said. But he was ready. Would you ask Gene Kelly why he does all his own dancing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're trying to get you to talk about your children.
I know. So that he slipped that one in the back.
Yeah, he did.
You know,
did.
He
that
slipped
pretty,
it in.
That was pretty tricky and on then, that reporter's part.
And then he said he was asked if there was any pressures from the suits and accountants to take Top Gun straight to small screen streaming. Because, again, this has been on hold for 2 years. He said, let me tell you.
That was never going to happen.
That's not going to happen. It was never going to happen.
He was the one who said you can't. He's got so much power in making these Mission Impossible or any movie that he does. He said he would not allow it because they thought about doing a half and half release last year, and he said no.
For all the hard work that you're going to put into those flight scenes,
you got to
put that on the big screen. It cannot come on to your living room
TV. I could listen to that clip again, comparing making movies to growing a flower.
Yeah.
So you got to nurture it. You have to plant the seeds.
It's so Xenu.
You got to water it.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to learn. I love that comment. Are you, though?
That was thrown in at the very end.
Yeah. Are you, though, Tom?
I'm willing to learn. Really?
Yeah. New lines.
Yes.